T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ohio State playing Nebraska, noon on Fox, and it's going to be a pummeling. And one of the best, most exciting play-by-play men in the business is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the great Gus Johnson with us. Gus, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing well. Looking forward to getting to Columbus this weekend and watching the Bucks and the Cornhuskers, man. Should be an interesting game.
What's it been like so far, Gus, doing these games in this bizarro season?
It's kind of weird. It is weird. Not kind of weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're going through airports and hotel rooms and cabs and Ubers, and the whole world has changed. You know, you walk out the house and you got to make sure you have your mask.
Right.
Got to make sure, you know, you understand the rules, keep your distance. You don't see very many smiles when you travel because everybody's got on a mask. You know, you can't dap up or hug your colleagues. You know, you're in a meeting room with them and you're staying 6 feet apart. You know, you're worried about going down to the hotel bar and having a drink if there's no ventilation in there because you don't want to catch the COVID. So it's been so different, strange. You go to the game and there's really nobody there. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you're in an 80,000 seat stadium. They got 20,000 people, maybe 12,000, 20,000. It looks like it's empty. You know, I used to call a lot of games like that when I was young in my career in high school and public access and stuff. Not many people would be there. But the energy is just different. You realize how much you actually miss the crowd, the fans, and the pageantry of the sports.
Yeah, and I know, you know, the Big Ten, Gus, they're not going to have fans at any games this season. I know they announced that you can't have the band, you can't have the cheerleaders. To me, that stinks. You know, I'm doing games too, Gus, and certainly not on your level, but, you know, I'm doing the Sun Belt games or whatnot. They've got 6,000 fans, and the band there, at least it makes it feel like something. You know, not hearing, you know, the best damn band in the land in Columbus on a Saturday when they're playing Nebraska, that's going to kind of stink a little bit, you know?
The band's not going to be there?
No, they said the band can't go, I guess.
Because I've seen bands at all the games that I've done in the
Big
12.
I know. The Big Ten's different than all the other conferences.
They're being a little bit more rigid. Hopefully they'll relax that as time goes on and at least let the band and the cheerleaders be there. We need them, you know? I mean, that's where the real energy is generated from now with nobody in the stands. It's just been it's just different. I mean, it gives you a much more greater appreciation for how things used to be. And I just wonder I don't like to think like this, but when, if ever, are we going to see Ohio State packed with 100,000 fans or Michigan packed with 100,000 fans watching the game? I don't know. It's bizarre. But on the other hand, you know, we do have football going on. We have these great schools out there. They're going to be competing. And that's one thing I've noticed is that it hasn't changed the mentality of the kids that play or the athletes that are out there. They still go out there and they give 100% and play with incredible discipline and intensity and enthusiasm. And it's a game. I mean, every game that I've called so far this year, even last week, I had Kansas and West Virginia, and Kansas came out, played good. They were up 10-0 at one point in the game, and then West Virginia got themselves together and ended up winning the game in a big fashion. But everybody's playing hard, and I'm looking forward to seeing this Buckeyes team. You know, some people feel that they have the talent to potentially win the national championship. So it's going to be exciting to see them begin on Saturday in Columbus.
We're talking with Gus Johnson, the great play-by-play man. Fox Sports will be on the call, Ohio State, Nebraska, this Saturday at noon. And yeah, I think we'd all like to see fans, and you're right, Gus. I mean, I don't think we're going to see packed houses next year either. I think it's going to be a couple of years. But, you know, there was a long time we didn't think we were going to have any football. So I know it's a bummer to not have fans, but I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get at this point, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's called reasonable suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
Meaning, even though the fans aren't there, in my mind, they're there. I've suspended all disbelief, and I feel like, you know, when I say welcome to Columbus, the legendary shoe, over 100,000 fans capacity, like I'm in my mind so far this season, I've been seeing them and I'm feeling them. I think one thing we have done really well at is Fox, the NFL and in college. If you listen to the soundtrack of the games, our audio engineers have just been doing an excellent job of not only pumping crowd noise, home crowd noise into the stadium, but riding the levels at like certain that. Crescendo moments of the game.
Yeah.
Check that out. Mm-hmm. It kind of, if you don't look when you're watching the game, if you really don't try to look at the stands, you know, when they got that all 22 camera that just basically shows the players on the field and you see parts of the sideline and stuff like that, it feels like it's regular. So, because
yeah.
It sounds regular. So, I think I'm happy about that, and that helps me in my process.
Gus Johnson, the legendary broadcaster from Fox Sports, calling the game Nebraska at Ohio State this weekend. Of course, the Fox Big Noon kickoff there at 12 o'clock. Gus, let's talk about the game a little bit. You know, Nebraska, they come in as nearly a 4-touchdown underdog. Most teams are against Ohio State in these situations. Martinez looks like he's going to get the start for Nebraska. Ohio State brings back a lot of guys, including Justin Fields. Do you give the Huskers a chance to kind of do something? And again, I mean, it's kind of crazy this year. We don't know what to expect out of these teams. Everyone's kind of, you know, coming into these. It's a brand new season. Neither team's played a game. Is there a chance Nebraska could keep it close?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, I mean, eventually, you know, Scott Frost is going to get it right at Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful coach. Just a wonderful coach and a good man, and is a Nebraska man. So he's going to get it right. Is this the year? I don't know. I mean, Ohio State's got lost a lot of stars. I mean, NFL guys, Okuda and Arnett in the secondary, especially. What's the kid's name? Fuller. Is it Jordan Fuller
yeah.
that plays for the Rams?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, man. These are pros. Obviously Chase Young and, you know, a bunch of other guys that are pros. So Ohio State has some question marks. They lost Coach Halfley to Boston College. So I'm really interested in seeing what the secondary is like at Ohio State. If there's a weakness, because the guys are new, that's the only reason it would be a weakness if we haven't seen him play. But on paper, I would say if there is a weakness, the linebackers are back. They don't have the same great pass rusher, but they got guys that are supposed to step up and be eventually the equivalent of those great, you know, pass rushers that Ohio State has had, Nick Bosa's and Joey Bosa's, you know, Chase Young's and whatnot. So who knows right now? I think running back is interesting. Is Master Teague healthy?
I believe so, but they got the transfer kid from Oklahoma. The transfer Trey Sermon is going to probably be the running back. Yeah,
you know, Trey Sermon wasn't lighting it on fire at Oklahoma. I did a lot of those games.
Right.
So we're going to see, but you know, the Ohio State offensive line is good. I'm glad Wyatt came back. I love that kid. He's the best. He's a good dude, man. Wyatt, the guard. He's just a nice guy and a big dude and a great first round draft pick. So. There's a lot to talk about. I'm looking forward. I see Chris Olave change his number from 17 to 2. And I'm interested in understanding why he changed his number, because at 17 he got really popular. But now he's got number 2, and he's just he's just sweet. That kid is a sweet player. And obviously Justin Fields is a Heisman Trophy candidate. He went there last year. And so it's just there's so many great stories. You're starting to see Ryan Day's team. as he continues to make the transition from Urban Meyer. So we're going to see what kind of guys he's going to bring in and get it going with the Bucks.
You know, Gus, as the Big Ten starts this weekend, all across the Midwest here, Ohio State the favorite to win the conference. No one's surprised about that. But who do you think, in terms of the other guys, gives Ohio State the most biggest challenge, I should say, in terms of the conference goes?
Well, I think Penn State's going to be good. You know, they're always good. You know, I'm going to see what my Michigan Wolverines are going to do. Coach Harbaugh's got to finally figure it out. I mean, I was born and raised in Michigan. I'm a Michigan fan since I was born. And, you know, you can't lose to Ohio State the way Michigan's been losing to Ohio State. I mean, it's just – it's not even a rivalry anymore. It's not even competitive anymore. I think I've done three Ohio State games, Ohio State-Michigan games, and they've gotten beat by, like, they've given up 50 points minimum. So, I mean, this is a golden era of Ohio State football. And, you know, one thing I love about the Buckeyes is that those kids come to Ohio State to play football. Yeah, they're going to get their education, but they're learning a skill trade, which is to be a professional football player. And they come there to become professional football players and get their education as well. And I love that philosophy. Urban Meyer was responsible for making millions, for helping these young African-American men in particular make millions and millions of dollars. And I really applaud that. You know, they go there and they learn how to play real professional grade stuff. So who can compete with Ohio State? Probably nobody once they get it rolling, but maybe somebody can catch them early, catch them off. I mean, if they can force Fields into making some mistakes, which I doubt because he's just not a mistake-prone guy, although we did see Fields and Olave in that semifinal game make that mistake on that route. I mean, Olave ran the wrong route and threw the pick. But, you know, in my opinion, Ohio State got jobbed in that game because, first of all, Wade shouldn't have been kicked out of the game for targeting. I thought that was a huge play. I thought that was an interception. I mean, whatever. But I don't know. It's just the Buckeyes. Yep. You know, it's like the Buckeyes are America to me. It's like baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Ohio State, that kind of thing. So I'm excited to see them. We don't know what we're going to see, but one thing that we do know is that they got players, a cast of characters that can beat anybody on any given day in the college football world. So I can't wait to see it.
Gus, before I let you go, I know you mentioned baseball there. Correct me if I'm wrong, you played baseball in college, correct?
Yep.
So I know Fox has the World Series, of course. Who you got? You got the Rays or the Dodgers?
I'm going with the Dodgers. You know, I think that they did such a great job coming back being down. They needed to win three games in a row. They forced the game seven. They won the game seven. The guy hits the home run. And it's exciting, kind of like Kirk Gibson type feel.
Yep.
And I don't know very much about Tampa Bay. But I think, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so
yeah,
they're all excited. And the Lakers just won, and now the Dodgers are in the World Series. And Mookie Betts,
yep,
he's an exciting player. I love watching him. And, you know, Kershaw didn't do that great in that last series, but, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. So, you know, he'll go up against Tampa, and I like the Dodgers' chances in this one. So,
Gus, Gus, we appreciate the time. We'll all be watching, of course, noon on Saturday when the Buckeyes take on Nebraska on Fox. We appreciate your time. Thanks, Gus.
Thank you for having me, and call me anytime you need me.
We appreciate it. Gus Johnson.
Thanks, Gus.
The best, man. One of the best play-by-play guys out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.